today.
The California wildfires, now 28% contained, for whatever that means. Still over 140,000 acres have burned so far. They say the cause is human. We'll dive into that on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be the captain of your ship as we sail in some interesting waters. Nancy Garrido's lawyer claims she's getting hammered by the media, and he says it's horrendous what's happening. Give me a break. She lived with a man who kidnapped an 11-year-old for 18 years, raping her and fathering two kids. What would you do if a stranger slapped your kid? Your kid starts crying. You're in a store somewhere, and someone comes up and wallops them. I won't even tell you what I would do. We have to shut down this radio show. Honestly. Now, wonder why Medicare is going broke? Wait till we tell you what they pay for wheelchairs. 4 times the price. How ridiculous. And I happened to see this on ESPN. They were taking a poll of what is the biggest football game of the year, pros and college. Is it the Vikings or the Packers? We've talked a ton about that. That game is on November 1st. Is it USC at Ohio State? Always a big game. September 12th for that one. Back to the pros. Patriots at the Colts. That's November 15th. I wouldn't put that one on the list. The Red River Shootout, Oklahoma versus Texas. I've been to a ton of those. They're really fun, but I don't think that's the biggest game. October 17th. Florida at LSU. Now, this could be a big game October 10th, but I'm still going to go with the Vikings. They could be the Vikings. The Vikings at the Packers and Brett Favre's return to Lambeau Field November 1st as the biggest football game of the year. Ticket broker Easy Ticket Mike joins us at the top of the show on Hump Day on Wednesdays. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
You know what? Those are the kind of questions that you have to ask yourself because, you know, when you're trying to prognosticate and look at football games, and we've talked about this, and figure out outside the Texas boundaries especially what people want to see, that's what you're doing. You're looking to try to figure out, you know, where you're going to get your best bang for your buck, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm with you. That Viking-Green Bay game, I mean, that's going to be awesome. And a lot of the Green Bay people are going to be glad to see Brett Favre back, but not in that capacity. So.
Yeah, no kidding. And the jersey, you know, it's interesting. The Brett Favre jersey is number 4 on NFL.com. Michael Vick is number 4 on NFL.com. Brett Favre's jersey is number 1. There are a lot of people that bought the new Vikings jersey. So, you know, it just shows you the whole power of the Favre thing and the not making up his mind and then coming to Minnesota. I think it's definitely one of the bigger storylines, certainly on the season. Hey, preseason almost over. Thank goodness. Aren't you glad that it's pretty much toast?
Yeah, preseason, I mean, it doesn't mean a whole lot. When I was looking at the right now, the Arizona Cardinals are 0-3. They were the runners up in the last year's Super Bowl, so you know that's saying something. And in Miami, they're 3-0 now in preseason, and I'm not, you know, the Dolphins fans are looking for them to do something, but they're not buying tickets.
Yeah, no kidding. See, that's how they are in Miami too. If they're winning or they have a decent shot, It's just like the hoop team there. But if not, people are not interested. And I think it varies from place to place, Mike. You know, growing up in Philadelphia, if the Eagles are terrible, people still want to go to the game, and it's not easy to get season tickets. With the Giants, it's the same thing. Even though they have to pay for these ridiculous seat licenses and whatnot with the new stadium, they still have a lot of people that want to get the tickets. The Redskins the same way. I think there's just certain franchises where people, no matter what, will come, even if they go out there and they're booing them, right?
Yeah, they're loyal, diehard fans in a lot of cities. In some of these cities, they just, you know, the owners, they're looking for a reason to leave and go to the city where they are appreciated. And that's, you know, that's what's happened with some of the franchise over the years.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And it's interesting because the Cowboys are America's team. They're the team people either love to hate or they love them, no matter where it is in the country, whether it's back east or in the Midwest or the West Coast. There's fans all over the place. And a lot of people curious about the $1 billion stadium, actually over $1 billion. And, Mike, I went out there for this last preseason game against San Francisco. I was in a suite, so it was really strange. I looked around, and I'll tell everybody listening, most of the people were watching the 60-foot screen, the HD screen. They weren't even looking at the field because it was so incredible, the view. Nobody really looked at the players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I mean, that thing is an enormous thing. And, you know, Jerry Jones, he got a reprieve. He didn't have to move the thing this last week, and NFL ruled in his favor on it. So, but it's a, you know, it's a token there for the whole team, and to be able to show off what's going on.
Yeah, I agree. And the punters, for people who don't know the story, what Mike is saying, the punters were complaining because some of the punts were getting hung up on the screen. So it'll be an interesting season, and that'll be something, as far as the punters are concerned and the return teams, that they'll be talking about, I think, week in and week out. Hey, college football kicks off tomorrow. College football is exciting. There's no doubt about it. And people bleed pride for their hometown team, even if they didn't go to that school. And, you know, you could make the argument that as big as the pros are and how many people watch on Sunday, boy, I'll tell you, there is nothing like being in the middle of a big school college Saturday football game, and I'm sure you have tons of tickets to some of those big games we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. There's a big game this Saturday. It's number 5 Alabama and number 7 Virginia Tech. I'm looking for Virginia Tech. They're at home, and I'm looking for them possibly to upset Alabama this week.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's going to be a fun one to watch. And, of course, now we're getting closer to the nitty-gritty in baseball, too. You know, pretty soon we turn the corner. Before you know it, we'll be talking about playoffs and things are heating up, right?
Yeah, there's only about another month in the regular season now. It'll end October 4th. That's on a Sunday, is the last regular season game. But, you know, it's the playoffs are shaping up right now. You know, I'm looking for the Yankees. I mean, they're strong right now in the American League, and the Dodgers are holding their own. They're 5 games up on Colorado right now. They look like, you know, they're probably going to coast in, win their division. So I'm looking for it to be the Dodgers and the Yankees, but they've got some strong teams out of Detroit. You know, the Phillies are looking really good this year.
Oh, yeah. They are. Sure. Absolutely.
And,
I agree.
And the Rangers, they won tonight. They might be able to get in on a wild card if they can pull up a few games on Boston. You know, Boston, they look like they're going to be the wild card in the AL, and it's anybody's game, but in the National League, but it looks like it'll probably possibly be Colorado, and probably maybe San Francisco is the wild card out of the National League.
Yeah, National League's a lot tougher. All right, Mike, we'll see you next week. Just a reminder, you can go to easy-ticket.com, and get tickets to some of the things that we were obviously talking about, including Metallica's out on tour. Kiss is touring. We've mentioned this before. Britney Spears is on tour. Boy, a lot of people still go and see Britney Spears. She does have a way to draw the crowds in. For something completely different, stay tuned. We're talking about trauma units next on America Tonight.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to OrderChoose.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're traveling down a different road right now. Scary statistic here. Did you know that trauma accounts for 37 million emergency department visits and 2.6 million hospital admissions across the nation? And here is the really depressing number. More than 170,000 of these trauma victims die every single year. So that makes it, of course, the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 44. Sadly, I know some people who were part of that awful statistic, and it's really tough for the people left behind, certainly, and I'm sure the people working on them as well. There is a big trauma symposium underway in San Antonio, just actually wrapping up, and I can imagine some of the interesting things that came out of, I think, this big gathering of folks who know the ins and out of trauma and improvements and all that kind of stuff. So Sharon Smith, the executive director for the National Trauma Institute, joins us now on America Tonight. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know, those numbers are scary that I read off, and I know you know them, obviously, and I think what somebody told me the other day, and you can attest to this more than I can, that the numbers that I mentioned that may be even a little bit larger than that are at really super epidemic levels in the United States. You're talking about car accidents. You're talking about shootings, stabbings, all that kind of stuff. So that means you need more people, I would assume, right, to go into the business of treating people in those trauma centers and those units and whatnot, right?
Yes, that's right. And yet there are fewer people entering the field of trauma care every year, fewer trauma surgeons, and at a time when the deaths due to trauma are growing from year to year.
Yeah, what do you attribute that to? Is it the hard hours, what you have to go through to be certified, all that kind of stuff, or what do you think it is?
Sure, all of those things. It's a tough life. The people that are committed to taking care of trauma patients, you know, spend their lives and spend lots of nights of their lives in the hospital taking care of those folks. Car wrecks, of course, account for better than 60% of all of the deaths due to trauma. And you know, those happen, you know, all hours of the day, all around the country.
Yeah, and what about as far as some and as I said, I'm assuming, because I know you have so many people there, I'm assuming you were talking also about the people that are in the business, some new techniques and some of the things that are happening. Tell us about some of the new things happening in trauma.
One of the things that I think people would find interesting is that the use of tourniquets is becoming understood once again to be very helpful in saving lives. Tourniquets to stop hemorrhage, you know, loss of blood, were very much in use 50 years ago, and then there were several decades where no one wanted to use tourniquets anymore, and it was assumed to believe that that could cause death or cause, you know, harm to limbs and loss of limbs more often than it saved lives. But lots of studies and a lot of literature has finally proven again that, in fact, tourniquets are in use. In fact, all of the soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan carry tourniquets with them. And that use in the military has kind of spread back over into the civilian side. That's one of the things that we understand, and what we do very much of at the symposium is make sure that the expertise and the information and the new advances and discoveries in trauma care that are discovered on the military side because of the war and the care of the wounded cross over and are useful then on the civilian side, and, of course, vice versa. So whatever we learn on one side is just as important for the other side to know about.
Yeah, Sharon, how helpful would it be? You struck an interesting chord with me there. The soldiers have the tourniquets with them. I mean, every soldier. So if I'm a soldier, I have it. How helpful would it be for the everyday Joe like myself to know something like that? Because who knows? What if I can assist somebody at an accident site because no one's nearby? It would probably be wise for all of us to know something about trauma,
sure,
right?
Sure. You know, almost all of us don't know at all what we should know about just common first aid. It's not going to happen very often that most of us need to apply a tourniquet, but you're right, just like we should know CPR and we should know other, you know, first aid techniques, it would be helpful for us to know those things. It doesn't come up very often, but, you know, it's that, you know, every now and then, once in a million chance, that it really could save someone's life.
Yeah, no kidding. So you had, it was interesting, your symposium this time around focused on mass casualty response,
uh-huh.
And that means both, I guess, civilian-wise and also military-wise.
Right.
So how do you respond if it's domestically? What were the things that came out of that as far as a mass casualty? Like, let's say, hopefully we never, ever have another attack like 9/11, but obviously that was a situation where people were all of a sudden sprung into action. And, of course, earthquakes and other things that happen where
sure.
People are trapped. And, I mean, we have a zillion examples of those, obviously. So what came out of the symposium on that front?
Well, as you say, you know, there are natural disasters are even, sadly, you know, more common than the man-made disasters. We had a couple of folks here with us who are the doctors who run the mass casualty response system in the country of Israel, which, unfortunately, you know, has a terrible amount of experience in dealing with
sure.
mass casualties. Very helpful to us. So these are people who have had to respond to so many mass casualties and, you know, disasters that they actually have compiled a lot of literature and data about the response of hospital personnel. And a lot of what they talk about is, in fact, most of what we spent a whole half day with those guys talking about is what hospitals and healthcare professionals have to do and how to respond. In fact, it was very interesting how they need to respond in a human way. That at the time a disaster rolls in, and you know what often happens to them is if they cited experience, they find out they're told that maybe 3 people are going to come, but in fact 45 people come. They cited instances where a new victim is arriving every 30 seconds, and they are so experienced with this that they were trying to get this across to the Americans, is that there's a response that healthcare providers need to make, which is to basically shut down your human reactions and just, you know, start taking care of the problems. The kind of literature that they shared with us was incredibly revealing to the audience. In fact, there was an audience response system that we used where, you know, people are allowed to, the presenters would ask questions and the people could, attendees at the symposium could give their response on the handheld, you know, calculator type little things. And almost invariably, the questions, the responses to the questions that were asked were wrong. You know, that the human, that what you think you should do in case of a disaster is wrong. You know, they're trying to tell us, teach us how to not follow your instinct. That there are life-saving things you can do, but the human reaction is to panic first, even in healthcare providers who are supposed to be used to these things. And they talked about, you know, the loss of life that they experience because the healthcare providers are not ready to whip into action as fast as you have to. So it was really a fascinating thing to see and a sad thing to see in a country that's had to become so accustomed to this that they've become experts at responding to mass casualties, which we have yet in this country to really see. You know, we don't experience the kind of losses due to earthquakes and tsunamis and floods and all the other things. I mean, Katrina being a terrible example of one of the few times Katrina and 9/11 are such standouts.
Well, they had to do that.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We just have a couple of minutes left, but why, you know, what's the average length of time someone devotes to trauma? Because it's a high burnout rate, I'm sure. And what's the average age?
You know, that's kind of a tough question, but I would say generally trauma surgeons are on the younger side or in their 30s and 40s. And, of course, you know, plenty who are in their 50s. The sad thing is that about that time when they get really tired out and want to perhaps go into private practice or do something else is when they have become the most experienced or the most valuable.
Yeah.
Many do stay on throughout their careers, but it's a common thing that after a trauma surgeon has spent 10 or 15 years doing this, he's ready. You know, he's got a family, he's got other things to be doing, and he's got to make some of those decisions there. So it's not the most common thing to see older trauma surgeons. Yet here in San Antonio, Texas, we actually have some trauma surgeons who are still practicing in their 70s and 80s. You know, once they're committed for life sometimes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good for the people in San Antonio. Great to have that experience.
Yeah, it sure is.
Sharon, thanks so much for sharing with us. It's interesting that people from the field, these police, coming in, helping, and hopefully providing some great information. And you gave us some great information, so thank you.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you.
All right. And listening to Sharon, too, it's just a good reminder how many people listening to my voice even know first aid. It's funny. I have a first aid kit in my car because I got it as a – I think I had it as a present from my mother, and I've got a first aid kit in my place. But what do I really know about first aid? I never took a first aid class. I know how to do a tourniquet, surprisingly, but – as Sharon said, probably the need for me to do that would be rare, but the other basics, I don't know that I necessarily have learned over the years. Probably a good time for a lot of us to take first aid. Coming up on the flip side, what happened today? Big news out of Washington. Obama taking over the airwaves on the 9th. We'll give you the skinny here on ATN.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was complete.
All right, let's re-rack those headlines in case you missed them here on America Tonight. The big news I just mentioned, that health care, what will happen, President Obama now will address both the House and the Senate, both chambers, if you will, next week. It'll be televised. This will be a day after he talks to the school kids at noon Eastern, encouraging them to be persistent in their studies, whatever that means. Trust me, we'll have the full deal for you chopped up as to what was said and all that sort of stuff, both on Wednesday and on Tuesday. If you're curious about either one of the, well, certainly you'll see it on primetime TV, but you can go to whitehouse.gov. I just want to know about the public option. I want to know about the 1,400 pages of nonsense that make no sense of House Bill 3200, because 1 minute we hear from the White House, well, public option, that could go away. It's about really health care, insurance reform, and tort reform, and all that stuff, and roll it up into one. And I don't think so. I think that there will be a public option included in this, because that would be going back on what the House, in particular, what they're saying they will not sign without a public option, without the ability to give health care to all the people across the United States. So get ready for the big showdown next week. And I think there's going to be a lot of protests, because we can see by the town hall meetings they have not slowed down whatsoever. If you missed it earlier in the show, I talked about the story about Medicare paying four times as much as a supplier's wheelchair cost. So the amount of money that could have been saved, according to a new watchdog report, is pretty staggering if the competitive bidding would have worked for the government. It would have reduced costs, but of course they didn't do that. So for the same wheelchair that they could have gotten for $1,000, they paid basically $4,000. And if you do the math and you look at what Medicare cost for 2008, the budget was $444 billion. So you cut the payments to suppliers by almost 10%. You make up for what you thought the competitive bidding would have saved taxpayers, basically, to make up for that, in other words. So all the gobbledygook mixed in between, that's a very big number, a very big number that could have been a lot cheaper. Here's the best way to put it. A patient and the taxpayers were billed $1,200 for 4 years, over 4 years, for a non-motorized chair. A nearly identical chair could be bought from the same supplier for $349. And you wonder why Medicare is almost out of money and why we're struggling the way we are in this country for stupid things like that that easily could have been solved. A couple of other quick headlines. Of course, California, the big fire, and the fact that it's cost over $20 million so far, luckily in the reserves. The state has $500 million that Schwarzenegger held back because we know the $23 billion deficit is killing the Golden State. So there is certainly money to fight the fire. It's a question of what happened and also the safety and, of course, all the people losing their homes. Luckily, no reports of loss of life so far. And here's a big shocker that you might not have heard on the day. I was driving around, actually, when I heard it. But Pfizer has to pay through the nose, big time, a $2.3 billion fine. I mean, Pfizer is a pharmaceutical hammer. They're a giant. But they agreed to pay it. They wanted to settle this criminal and civil liability for what they're calling illegally promoting certain pharmaceuticals. And of the drugs, one of the drugs that was mentioned a lot was this anti-inflammatory medication called Bextra, which they pulled off the market back in 2005 because it was linked to risks of heart attack and stroke. So they haven't sold it for a couple of different years, obviously, but it was the dosages, all that other sort of stuff. So that got them in the thick of it. Also, the anti-epileptic drug Lyrica was another one that gave them problems, too, and ended up that they didn't promote very well what the side effects were and all that other sort of stuff. Now, the Justice Department also said that the pharmaceutical giant provided kickbacks, naturally, to healthcare providers to encourage them to prescribe other drugs like, and this is a big one, Viagra, Zoloft, and Lipitor. How many of those commercials did you see? I mean, it seemed like I would see one right after the other because, of course, they had a ton of money also to pump this out. Time for news you can abuse. Just a couple of quick ones we're going to sneak in here. And one of them is this one from Montrose, Colorado. The national debt is so big it doesn't even fit on most calculators. Hello. Western Colorado real estate developer Matt Miles says he was concerned that no one in government or most of us in America have ever seen the number. So he made a new calculator. The calculator is a big one, as he said, because it wouldn't fit the big number on it. So you can actually go and see what it looks like. It's called the Big Red Calculator, and it has 16 digits, and it shows the national debt, which totaled nearly $11.8 trillion at the start of September. He wants to get people thinking about how much the United States owes. He didn't say how much he invested to launch Big Red, but the number fits on the calculator. And you can get Big Red, by the way. It's on sale at Amazon.com for like $12.99. So he's a businessman as well. All right, this is an odd story, too. The FDA doing a test that confirms animal was in a man's soda can. Cha-ching. It shows that either a frog or a toad was in the can. The Food and Drug Administration confirmed that the remains of an animal were definitely in Fred Dennegan's can of Diet Pepsi. He popped the can open back at the end of July. He was grilling dinner outdoors in Ormond Beach. And a Pepsi spokesperson says the company is aware of the testing and stands by its process. The can was traced back to a plant in Orlando. They run about 1,250 cans a minute.
Wow.
On the production line. The speed of the production lines and the rigor of the quality control, I guess, make it kind of impossible for a frog or toad to get in the can, right? So he said he's certain the animal was in the can. The guy who opened it said he's certain the animal was in the can before he opened it. Hmm. Again, looking for some money, and don't know if he'll win that or not, because they're talking about a lawsuit. All right, this day in history, and a couple of birthdays as well of note. But, you know, we keep having this thing that today is National Whatever Day. It's just some water cooler buzz for you when you go to work. Today is National Skyscraper Day. Mm-hmm. Also, today is Search for Tomorrow Day, marking the soap opera's TV debut. That happened back in 51. Some of the cast, though, was pretty cool. Susan Sarandon, Kevin Kline, Don Knotts. Today is Uncle Sam's birthday. Did you know that? Uncle Sam's image was first used on this day back in 1813. I had no idea. How about that? Also, today is Independence Day in Qatar, in Qatar, a desert nation of just under a million on the west coast of the Persian Gulf. Yeah, or Gulf, if you say it correctly. If you didn't just swallow some Diet Pepsi that had animal remains in it. On this day in history, in 1954, the 2,956th and final episode of Lone Ranger aired on radio after the masked man and his companion Tonto led the fight for law and order back in the day for 21 years. In 55, Bill Haley and the Comets declined their first offer to tour outside the U.S. because they were afraid to fly. Boy, that was common with a lot of rock groups. 1967, Sweden switched driving from the left to the right side of the road. In 1967, the TV game show What's My Line broadcast its final episode. The show aired over 17 years on CBS. That's a nice little run. Also, the final show in 67 was telecast with the original What's My Line with John Charles Daly. That show lasted 17 years. That must have been the watershed mark if it lasted as long. Right? Did I just say that? 17 years. Did I mention another one? Two of them. What's My Line? What's My Line? Yeah, same thing. I just said it twice. So I guess that counts. Oh, my. 1996, R.J. Reynolds Tobacco announced it was testing a new smokeless cigarette called the Eclipse. How about that? Remember, there was controversy over it. All right, time for birthdays. Let's head to the birthdays. That's what happens when you open a diet soda. Actor Charlie Sheen is 44 years old, also celebrating a birthday. Baseball's Luis Gonzalez is 42. Basketball's Damon Stoudemire turns a whopping 36. That's a good year. Coach Dick Motta, 78 years old, also celebrating a birthday with the gaggle of them. Valerie Perrine is 66 years old. She was kind of a sex kitten woman that you might remember back in the 70s. She was on a lot of television shows. So if you're celebrating a birthday, make sure you lean in very, very close to the cake when you try to blow out the candles. There's nothing worse when you're with a crowd of people than being heckled for not being able to blow them all down at once. Usually you find out, I've said this before on the show, it's happened to me, trust me, that somebody's playing the prank and they get those candles that you cannot blow out to save your life. I don't know what they're called. The trick candles, they stay lit. It's a funny thing to do to kids, not so funny when you're older. Stay with us. Much more to come on ATN.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Come away with me in the night.
Twice a month, Harry Rinker joins us here on America's Night. We're always thrilled to have him with us. He is the guru of all things collectible. You can talk to him about whatever you have, whatever your possession is, whether it's some old guns that you've got, some Civil War stuff, other things from other wars, etc., because I know there are people that have uniforms, whether it's salt and pepper shakers, buttons, to even higher end things. The number to call to talk to Harry is 800-259-5791. The same number, of course, for America Tonight, 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And we keep saying this, the collectibles industry, I think, seems like it's thriving with all these sales that we're seeing and people getting rid of collections, and some people think that they're getting the better end of it, and other people thinking they're getting money in their pocket, right?
Well, there's a lot of change going on out in the antiques and collectibles trade right now. First of all, at the high end of the marketplace, the investment nature of this business, particularly thanks to Heritage Auction Galleries down in Dallas, Texas, is booming. I mean, we've got prices through the roof in areas like comic books, thanks to them, illustrator art, coins, stamps, You know, a lot of the hobby coins and stamps, which were we thought were in the doldrums, have just come out of the woodwork. Now, this is the big high-end investment-grade stuff. Out in some of the old traditional areas, like early American antiques, the market is soft right now. Some of the painting market is soft. The collecting market is all over the place. It all depends what the category is from time to time. Right now, you can't sell Hopalong Cassidy stuff. There's those of us that remember him are getting a little bit too old. On the other hand, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers stuff and Star Wars stuff isn't doing too badly.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I had somebody that asked a question that wanted me to ask you a question about the Farrah Fawcett poster now in her death, the one that was so famous. There was a ton of them out there, but
yeah, there were a ton
anything?
Of them saved. There were a ton of them saved, too. If you have that Farrah Fawcett poster in a tube, rolled up, and in good shape, you're fine. But if it's from the wall with pinholes in it and all kinds of rough shape, it doesn't have a lot of value. Also, you know, whether you like it or not, the simple fact is that the generation, again, who grew up with Farrah Fawcett Major isn't young either. We saw a little bit of celebrity bounce after Farrah Fawcett's death, but only for about a week or two. And then after that, you know, the market settled down again. And you can still get a Charlie's Angel game on eBay for less than $20. So the poster will do okay if it's a period one. Now be careful, that poster was reprinted a lot and what have you. The thing that, of course, we're waiting to see what happens, and it's going to happen over the next couple of weeks, is all the Michael Jackson stuff that hit the marketplace. I mean, immediately after his death, I went up on eBay and there was like 40,000 objects a week up there. A number of major auction houses are now, however, in the process of selling Michael Jackson physical memorabilia, you know, glove he wore, some of the outfits and what have you. And everybody's kind of not certain how they're going to do. Clearly, he's an icon for his generation. Clearly, somebody will want them. But the celebrity stuff has slowed down a little bit. The Beatles are still strong, though. Beatles are doing great.
Yeah. Somebody was talking about the Beatles that it depends on what, of course, depends on what the object is that you have. And it goes back to that same thing that they're, are some people that have signatures of, like, John Lennon, but they have proof that they were there, and I guess that
whole thing. I mean, the hottest thing of anything Beatles is something signed by the four of them. Now, the number of fakes out there is enormous, and you really need to get them authenticated by someone who you can trust. And the question is, who can you trust in that game? There's been... So one of the persons I thought I could trust turned out to be a crook. This is one of the things that you put up with in the antiques and collectibles trade. I mean, unfortunately, what happened was that he had an auction company and he had too good of a lifestyle, and he got behind in his payments, and he decided to authenticate stuff that wasn't quite right and whatever, trying to boost his sales, and finally it caught up with him, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you know, it is caveat emptor. It's always buyer beware out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have also got an email a couple of weeks ago from Debbie who says, Kate, I know this is open-ended. Ask Harry this. Wedgwood China got everything you can imagine. Would it be worth something?
Probably not.
That's what I thought, too. I knew you were going to say that.
Well, you know, again, Kate, that's a fascinating thing. First of all, there is a strong Wedgwood collecting community in England. And if you have if you have 19th century or early 20th century Wedgwood, it is worth a lot of something. If you have post-World War II Wedgwood, probably not. It's the same way with Lennox and some of the rest of it. People don't use it anymore, and they don't value it. Back in the 1980s, when I first got involved in antiques and collectibles, there was a Wedgwood Collecting Society in the United States that was extremely active. It had big museum and everything, and as the collectors got older and faded away, and they didn't get younger collectors coming into the thing, and the market fell. Now, on the other hand, you know, as I said, if you have 19th century and even 18th century Wedgwood. The market is okay there, only the market is no longer in the U.S. It's in England and in the parent company.
All right. Well, good information.
Yeah, listen, we'll
be happy to hear that.
Well, you know, this is one of the problems. Unfortunately, right now, most of the time we give out bad information. You know, I feel like Mr. Scrooge. But on the other hand, Kate, just the other day I was doing an appraisal. In the area where I live, people can bring me stuff and have me look at it. In walks a person with a copy of the Babe's book on Babe Ruth's own baseball book, done in 1928. That was the year after the record. 1927
right.
season when he hit 60 home runs.
That's right, yeah.
And that it was an interesting book. There were three versions of it. One of it was a limited edition of 1,000, which apparently not all of them got bound because they apparently didn't sell them. That is the fancy leather bound one. But it was published by Putnam with a dust jacket, and there was a popular reprint version by Burt. Well, the popular reprint version with a dust jacket does easily 500 to 700. This gal walks in, such something they found in the bookshelf at their parents' home, walks in with a Putnam first edition with a dust jacket on it, 750, 900 bucks. I mean, when people tell me, it's not out there, that's crazy. The homes of America are still loaded with treasures.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what makes it, I think, so fascinating. Tell everybody about your show, because, of course, they can tune into the Genesis
Communication.
Well, yeah,
that's absolutely right. What You Got, my nationally syndicated show, is also on GCN. It airs Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. If you don't have an affiliate in your area, you can simply go to GCNlive.com, click down on Channel 1, and listen to me, just like you can do that right now to listen to Kate. I've got two guests coming up this weekend. Tom Felt has written a book on cobalt glass, blue-color glass, which we'll talk to him during my first hour. And during the second hour, Elaine Pardee is going to be my guest, and she's going to talk about Nancy Ann's storybook dolls. You talk about a doll that is one of the great classic dolls of the 1950s and 60s.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's interesting for you to say. I thought you'd like the blue glass.
Well, both, actually. I think both.
Well, you didn't play with dolls. You played with baseball gloves.
No. I was one of those kids both. You know, I grew up with the Phillies. I like to say I grew up with the Phillies and the ballet. That's how it was in my house. So, yeah, I did. But also baseball cards, too. You were absolutely right about that. If somebody wants to send you an email, because we have a mailbag.
Yeah, and listen, the America Tonight mailbag is empty. You can email me. If you have a question about antiques and collectibles, I need you to do two things. First of all, write down my email address. It's Harry L. Rinker. It uses my middle name, HARRYLRINKER, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. And please start your email, I listen to you on America Tonight, so we know to put it in the America Tonight mailbag and answer it 2 weeks from tonight.
Excellent. Thank you, Harry. As always, enjoy
it. Hey, Kate, my pleasure. You take care.
All right, remember, keep tuned, because in 2 weeks you can talk to Harry. People always email me notes after the fact because they forget when Harry's coming on. So just remember, 2 weeks from this show, he will be on once again, and it's your chance to talk to him. Coming up, would you go crazy? Well, maybe crazy is a bad word. Would you be pretty upset if somebody slapped your kid because they were crying in a store? Oh, it happened.